This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, still more insects are ramping up their activity in lawns and gardens, and so we've welcomed back by horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of K-State Research and Extension to fill us in on what more he's hearing about from homeowners, gardeners, in as far as potentially damaging insects. Raymond, this time we'll begin with word on the elm leaf beetle. Remind us of what this is.
Well, the elm leaf beetle is actually more of a nuisance. Last year was the first year we've actually seen damaging populations on elm trees, American elms, and some of those other ones. But they actually come into homes, and now they're coming out, and they're more of a nuisance pest. The beetles are out flying around, but they will feed on elm leaves like they did last year. So, you know, if you have an elm tree, just be cognizant of the adults out there. They'll lay eggs, the females lay eggs, and you'll have these larvae feeding on the elm leaves, yeah.
On the foliage itself?
On the foliage, the leaves themselves, yes.
But what about treatment? Anything that one could do against those?
Once you see the adults feeding and the larvae, for sure, you can go out there spray with some type of contact insecticide, yeah.
And a general insecticide will get the job done?
Most general ones, yeah. Be very careful when the bees are out eventually. You don't want to spray when bees are out because, you know, the pollinators are already suffering many other complex issues, but you want to get thorough coverage of all plant parts, especially leaf undersides, because that's where the larvae tend to feed.
That's against the elm leaf beetle now. Mm-hmm. So ants and termites are on the march as the weather ever so steadily warms up, you say?
Yeah, this is the time we start reproductives and the swarmers out there. Most of them are going to die, but the few that survive, the queen will get established for both the termites and ants, and then you'll have a colony. But most of those winged individuals are going to die out eventually. Termites and ants are big enemies. You'll never see them together. The termites are the ones that damage the home, or the ants don't, other than carpenter ants might feed on wood. But you can contact a pest management professional now, and they'll be happy to provide you services on what to do with an ant or termite issue.
And just quickly, here are the distinguishing indicators of ants versus termites, how to tell them apart.
Okay, morphologically, and that's a fancy term for parents, is that the antennae on an ant are geniculate, or bent, or elbowed, we call it. There's also, on an ant, between the thorax and the abdomen, the second, third parts of the body, there's a sort of a narrow waist. Termites are pretty well the same from head to abdomen. Mm-hmm. And termites don't have the geniculate antennae. And also, termites have the wings are the same, where the ants, the front wings may be longer than the hind wings, yeah.
So actually, you can distinguish them from the other fairly handily.
Yeah, you just collect some, put them in some alcohol. Again, if you don't see the bent antenna, you do not have ants, you get termites.
And in the garden, the cucumber beetle is active now.
Well, they're getting ready to be active, Eric, and people are planting squash and pumpkins and any types of zucchini, those types. The spotted cucumber beetle and the striped cucumber beetle overwinters adults. They will come out, and especially on young plants, they can cause damage two ways, by the direct feeding, but also both of those insects, which are beetles, are vectors of the bacterial wilt to cucumber. And once a plant has bacterial wilt, it'll just start to die out eventually. So when you start seeing these beetles out there, you know, it's going to be time to spray, because you got to protect those young squash, cucumbers, pumpkin, whatever, because they mostly feed upon before the adults feed. And that's where people put those row covers up. And when you plant your squash or whatever, people put row covers, and that keeps the adults from getting in and feeding on the squash plants.
But if they are out there, they're already feeding, general insecticide once again, a contact product will take them out?
A liquid contact product. I don't recommend the dust because of the wind, and you don't get good coverage. So probably a liquid formulation of a 7, which now has several active ingredients. It used to be Carbaryl, now they got permethrin, and I think there's another active in it. Again, spray in the early morning, late evening, not when the pollinators are out there.
So protect your squash, your cucumbers, those types of vegetables against the cucumber beetle. Could well be out there now. Take a look in your gardening areas. Well, we'll have you back here in a few weeks and see what else is cooking in the way of lawn and garden insect pests. Appreciate it, Raymond.
Look forward to it, Eric.
Raymond Cloyd, Mike Side with us, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University, and Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.